Hello and welcome, Positooners. Thank you for joining us once again, joining me once again. Right now, I'm all you get. I thank you for hanging in there through the break and through the Christmas holiday and just all of the things. And we're ready to get back into it right now. So here we go. Gratitude. I've been thinking a lot about it over the last several months. It's too easy in the daily hustle to forget to stop and take stock. I know I am personally guilty of it far too often. Whenever we lose something, it's easy to recognize how we took it for granted. Losing something is normally an extremely effective catalyst to remind us how grateful we were for that thing. However, making a daily habit of taking time to express gratitude will make the abundance in life clear. It will also welcome more abundance into your life. Whatever cycle we get into, life, the universe, God, whatever you believe in, has a way of perpetuating that cycle. We have to get things spinning, but once they are in motion, it is much easier to continue the momentum. Whether you're in a positive or negative cycle, you can easily get caught up in it without even recognizing it. So take just a minute to think about whether you are in a positive or negative spin right now in your life. If you're not on the side you want, decide right now to make the change. Commit right now to doing whatever you can to change up the negative track you are on. Start by thinking about one thing you are grateful for. When you are beginning this process, your list of gratitudes is likely to include the big things. Maybe yours is family. Maybe it's friends. Maybe it is health. Maybe for you it's your career. Maybe it is your spouse. There are some freebies for you in case you happened to be at a loss. If you're having a hard time, maybe you were in a deeper negative track than you thought. Then broaden your scope. Maybe you need to start with the fact that today you're grateful to be alive. If, for some reason, even that is hard, remember things can, and probably will, get even worse. No matter how bad your life seems right now, it can always be worse. I don't believe you should compare to others, so I shy away from statements like, someone else has it worse. Undoubtedly, someone, somewhere, definitely, has it worse off than you. Who cares? You are not that other person. You are you. Your life, yours, can get worse. No matter how difficult things may appear, you must be grateful for what you have right now, even if that is just the fact that you are alive. I suggest writing your gratitude down. If you choose some other form of expression, so be it. I know many people make it part of their daily meditation or prayer. While I believe that is a great practice and suggest even if you are writing down what you are grateful for, express it through prayer or meditation as well. There's something about the connection that happens when you write something down. You have committed it to some form of record, regardless of how temporary or permanent that is. When you say something, it is out there and done. When it is written, you have it, even temporarily longer than the spoken word lasts. So write it down. I encourage you to keep an ongoing list. One, because it will help you keep from repeating the same things all the time, but also because you can look back in a week, a month, a year, and remember what you are grateful for. Maybe some of the items will spark the specific memory which prompted you to be grateful for the specific item. Your list can be as simple or as elaborate as you want or need. More than likely, it will be a mix of both. Sometimes there may be an explanation of gratitude involving many things, and sometimes it may be as simple as a word like sunshine. Let the gratitude flow however it comes from inside you. If it is a paragraph, great. If it is one word, awesome. If it's several words in a list, so be it. Whatever comes from your heart and your head is how you should list it. I am grateful to be where I am. It is too easy to get caught up in what might happen or even what we want to happen in the future. It's also easy to linger on what has happened in the past. But neither of those places is where we actually live. I believe in having goals, working towards something. I also believe it is imperative to learn from the past. Those things, what I have learned and where I am going, inform the decisions I make today, but that should be the end of their influence. It does me absolutely no good to linger on the past or wish I had done anything different. It won't change it. In fact, if I had done anything different, I may be in a totally different place than I am currently. The past makes us who and where we are today. Stressing out about what is or might be coming up only serves to distract me from the things that I should be doing right now to work toward whatever my goal is. Worrying about it excessively doesn't actually aid in my progress toward wherever it is. I say this as a gentle reminder to myself because I easily get caught up in the past and future. Lingering in the past or the future means I'm not utilizing them and I'm wasting the only relevant time in my life. The present. Beyond all of the past, present, future stuff is the need to be happy. Make no mistake, it is a need. It is okay to have bad days and frustrating things happen in life, but overall, I believe we need and want to be happy, or at least content. And most importantly, we need to be happy with and for ourselves. I spent far too long defining my happiness by other people and things. As long as I had this person and they were happy, I was happy. As long as I had this thing in my life, I was happy. When those things were gone, my happiness was gone. I had removed almost every ounce of happiness from myself and placed it with all these other things. I can look at it now and recognize how terrible and foolish it was, and I never thought I would get to that point. But it happened so slowly that I didn't recognize I had done it until all of it, including my happiness, was absent. Don't get me wrong. I still had value and worth. I knew things would get better, but that is something that is easy to say and much harder to actually power through. I wanted to be happy, but I didn't even know where to begin. In the past, I've used the example of a puzzle with a friend. My whole life, I had been putting my life puzzle together. Differing from a regular puzzle, I believe we collect life puzzle pieces as we go. We may have an idea of what we want our life to become, the goals we have, but we also make adjustments along the way. So unlike a regular puzzle, where you have an image to reference, and you can make the outline with the edge pieces in life if you have no idea what the puzzle looks like, what shape it is, or where all the pieces are. Several years ago, I had a pretty great puzzle. I had pulled together all the pieces that were important and formed the picture I wanted. Granted, that puzzle wasn't perfect, and there were still pieces missing, but I like what I had created. In a single day, a single moment, my puzzle was destroyed. It was knocked off the table where I was putting it together, and not only were the pieces scrambled, but many of the pieces were actually destroyed or missing altogether. I was left with an empty table. Worse yet was knowing I needed to put the puzzle back together and not having a clue where to begin. I didn't know what pieces I wanted to put back. In my haste, I put pieces back on the table frantically, only to find out later those pieces didn't fit anywhere in my new puzzle. Foolishly, I held on to many of those pieces far longer than I should have, trying to figure out how and where they could fit. Doing that meant I was ignoring the other pieces I wanted and needed. It is hard to look at an empty table. It is tough to look at a bunch of random, disconnected puzzle pieces. It is hard to look at the holes and empty spaces where things used to be. It is hard to let go of pieces we once thought were essential to the completion of the puzzle. It was difficult to hear someone close to me say, "You had absolutely no self-esteem then." There was a sting to those words because I knew without hesitation it was true. I didn't admit it at the time because I confused self-esteem and self-worth. I was broken. More than being broken was the fact that I didn't know how I could ever put it all back together. It took other people to start putting the pieces together for me. It took other parts of my puzzle being put into place for me to recognize I could put it back together. Not the same puzzle by any means. I don't want the same puzzle. Trying to recreate the same thing would be an exercise in futility. I had to find the pieces I wanted and needed to rebuild a better puzzle. It's difficult for me to think back on that time or the process. It was incredibly painful, but critical. It was important for me to find the vital parts that had begun my original puzzle and abandon the ones I didn't need. It astounds me how fragile I was then. I didn't believe something like that was possible in my life. Unfortunately, I had built into the structure of my life all the elements that would bring about a quick and complete collapse. I built around the imperfections. I ignored the weaknesses. I overlooked key components, like a line of dominoes. Once the first one tipped, the rest was inevitable. So, while it is painful to look back, it is also essential that I remember what I have learned. It is important for me to know where I have come from and what has happened and what I want and need to do different in my life. It's important to know what I want to do and where I want to go in life. It is all important because it informs what I choose to do today, right now. I choose not to repeat the past. I choose to be a better, stronger person. I choose to radiate the good I want in my own life. I choose to be the very best version by learning from the past and aiming for the future, but not getting too hung up on either one. If nothing else comes across from these ramblings, I hope it is this. The hard days. The days when you think life is awful and you want to wallow in self-pity, shame, or doubt. Those are the days you need to list at least one thing, no matter how difficult it may seem, no matter how overwhelming life may feel, no matter how terrible circumstances appear. When you want to be grateful the least is when you need it the most. So on those awful days, stop. Think of one thing. It only takes one. I'm thankful for. It's not raining. Or it is raining. Or I had a warm shower or cold cereal or my blue eyes or tears or pain. Because it helps to be grateful when we are not in pain. It may seem impossible, but I promise if you take a second or two, it will make a difference in your day. It may be a minuscule difference in the big picture, and it doesn't mean that things can't be terrible sometimes. It means no matter how rough the road may feel, there is still something to be grateful about in your life. There is always something to be grateful for. Find it. Grasp it. Latch onto it if you have to, but don't let go. The more you express your gratitude, the more you will recognize the smaller things in life that we truly take for granted. The smell of fresh rain, having food to eat, even if it isn't your favorite food every day. The feel of grass between your toes, hope, joy, feet, soap. These things we take for granted every single day. Whether they are things that make life better, easier, or even just possible, there are so many things we overlook. Ever had a long day of walking and standing on your feet? Your legs ache. Your feet ache. Your back may ache. Thank God you can feel those things. Thank God you know how it feels to feel good most of the time. Thank God you are able to stand or walk, and you are not confined to crutches or a wheelchair or a bed. If you are limited in your ability to stand or walk, thank God you have whatever mobility you do. Thank God you have people to help you with the things you cannot do yourself. Thank God you are alive. I am grateful to have a place to express my thoughts and feelings. Whether anyone actually reads them, listens, or agrees is irrelevant to me. I am grateful to have an outlet, to have a voice, to have the thoughts and the ability to express them. Today, I am grateful. Life is messy. It's okay. My point is, no one's life is perfect. If you think it is, or worse yet, if they tell you it is, they are lying. Also, they probably have more expletive deleted going on than you can even imagine. Life isn't perfect, and that's okay, because if it were, it most certainly would be boring. Perfect means there is no deviation. There wouldn't be ups or downs. There wouldn't be highs and valleys. I'm not saying things can't be good in life. You should long to have no regrets. Hopefully you can reach a point where you wouldn't change anything about your life. That does not, however, mean everything is going to be great or perfect. It simply means you accept your life as is. Imperfections, inconsistencies, disappointments, frustrations, annoyances, joys, successes, happiness, contentment, and everything in between all of those. You accept it all and are okay with it. Embrace it. This is far from natural or easy for me. It's a conscious daily effort of which I have to remind myself. It's so unnatural, I'm often unable to do it. Rather, I get too caught up in the emotion of what's happening. I simply forget to accept it and allow that it is what it is. Whatever has happened, has happened. The end. You can accept it or not, but time and life still move forward. For the record, this is true of good or bad. I'm not saying don't be happy about the good or sad about the bad. I'm just saying it's done. Embrace it and move forward. For me, this is especially true of the bad things that happen in life. I can forgive others almost instantly, but I will beat myself up again and again. That behavior, honestly, does nothing for me. It doesn't help me move forward. It doesn't help me feel better. Rather, we need to simply embrace it, learn the lesson we need from it, and move forward. Again, life is already moving on. Our own life is moving forward. Lingering on these things, good or bad, means we are planting one foot in that moment. However, our other foot continues moving even if you think it doesn't. Some part of us, always grounded in reality, in life, and it doesn't stop for anything. So recognize it or not, before you are going to be doing the splits, all because you didn't keep walking with both legs. My advice to myself, but to anyone listening as well, is to keep walking, even if it takes a conscious daily effort and reminder. Keep walking. I have taken what I know from this, and I am moving forward. No matter how large or small, keep walking. Yes, life has consequences for actions, but those will come whether you choose to keep walking or keep one foot stuck in the past. Be open to what is coming in your life. Embrace it. If there's something you can and want to change, do it and keep walking. If not, let it go and keep walking. If you stumble again, and again, the same way, it's okay. Keep walking. None of us is perfect, and we never will be. But we are all on a path, and the only direction is forward, no matter what. Keep walking. I'm going to end with this poem, called One Step. So I just want to say thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time. Hear you. I won't see you next time. So this is called One Step. Darkness. Solitude. Loneliness. Is that me or you? Is that voice in my head you or me? There's a light, small, faint. I'm blocking it, hiding it. I get out of my own way so I can see its brilliance. I'm drawn to it, constant, bright, universal truth. It's always been there. How did I miss it? How did I not see? I ask you, but instantly know the answer. I was in the way. I got bigger, thought I was bigger. I want to get closer. I want that in my life. Come then, I hear. No, I feel it. It has always been there too, but I was in the way, ignoring it. Today. That's all. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow doesn't exist. Today only. Come. I don't know how. Yes, you do. The path is there. It's always been there. I'm scared. I'm alone. Immediately, I know I'm not alone. I'm no longer afraid. One step. I take one step forward and the light is brighter. I feel it stronger. The path is clear. One step. That's it. I hear it. One step. Then one step. Then one step.